Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. We really appreciate you being with us. We're also very excited to welcome Julie Jules Gerber to the show. She's a renowned conscious coach and popular podcast host who's deeply committed to helping women break free from limiting beliefs. She coaches because she wants to help women transform and change whatever is holding them back from creating a life they love that's intentional and deeply fulfilling. Through her unique coaching, Julie provides her clients the necessary tools and strategies that encourage them to unlock their inner potential, overcome challenges and shattered glass ceilings. With her one-on-one transformational coaching, Julie supports women to dig deep within themselves, tap into their own inner strengths, discover who they are at their core, and step into greater self-awareness so they can move forward in their lives and get everything they desire, both personally and professionally. Julie helps women identify and remove mental and emotional obstacles that get in the way of achieving their full potential and discover a whole new way of being that helps them rediscover their purpose and passion. Besides the coaching, Julie is also host of her super entertaining podcast, Soul Talks with Sarah and Julie, where she, along with the remarkable breakup recovery coach, Sarah Vasquez, they share their insight, wisdom, and practical advice on love and dating. Women candidly relay their struggles, heartbreaks, triumphs, and perspectives with meaningful conversations that inspire one another to move forward with renewed hope and positivity. Julie lives her life with unwavering faith that whatever we desire, we can achieve as long as we have the right tools and mindset and support. My pleasure to welcome her from London, Ontario, Canada, Julie Jules Gerber, joining us here on Close Up Radio for the first time live, and I'm sure the last. Julie, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today, share a little bit about me, and talk about my coaching.
The pleasure is all mine. Really excited about it, and I know you're very passionate about what you do. And, you know, I like to sort of rewind things a little bit for the audience and have the audience get a feel for the guest in a humanistic way and find out what it is, what are some of those things on their life journey that have pointed them in the direction of doing the work. And then we talk about the nuts and bolts of how you do the work. For you, living your life and going through what you go through in your life, what are some of those things that stood out for you as indicators that this was the kind of work that you were meant to do, you're passionate about, you love to do, and you have to do? Tell us a little about your earlier background and how all of that led up to the inspiration of being a consciousness coach.
I would say, honestly, my journey started quite young. I, you know, was about 13 or 14 years old when I was suffering from anorexia nervosa, and at that time, I didn't know how to kind of move through that experience, and I had a very supportive family, and, you know, my family, along with a medical team around me, were truly trying to help support me to kind of get to a place of recovery. But I can remember being that 14-year-old self and knowing that I was struggling, knowing that I was suffering, and I didn't have the answer, but I honestly had this intuitive part of me that recognized that there was something deep within me that was able to heal myself, along with a medical team. And I got a divine message that was delivered to me, and it just told me to start small and to recognize my own power and recognize my own strengths. And I started to make some very small changes and started looking at myself a little bit differently and understanding a little bit around why was I suffering from an eating disorder at such a young age? What was deep within me? What was my narrative? What was my story? And what did I want my story to ultimately be? And that's where things shifted for me. I was able to really pull myself out of this dark space. Yes, I was young at that time, but I just had an unwavering faith in myself and knowing that I could get through this and that I didn't have to live my life feeling physically terrible, but emotionally and spiritually exhausted and unhappy. And it was through that and then getting support again from a medical team and some therapy, I was able to recover. I was actually able to recover and then start living a very fulfilling life. And then as life always happens to a lot of people, you sometimes get hit with other things. And it for me personally, it wasn't until probably my late 20s when I went through a really challenging relationship that was teaching me a lot. It was teaching me about who I am, where maybe I was still not seeing my inner worth, where maybe sort of things that led me to my eating disorder were still showing up, but this time showing up differently. They were showing up in terms of a romantic relationship. So I had to really go through some challenging things through that relationship and ultimately end that relationship, although I really wanted it to be more than what it was. And that's where I started seeking a different type of work or a different type of inner support. And I came across consciousness coaching, and I had the opportunity to work with another coach to help me move through the lessons that I need to learn through that relationship and how it also related to things from my childhood, how it related to my eating disorder. And I worked very intensely with a coach. And at the time, I was actually trained as a therapist. So I had gone to school and I got my master's degree because I knew I did want to help people. And I was functioning as a therapist for several years during that time. But even myself, I was seeking something a little bit more unique, a little bit different. And when I came across consciousness coaching, I actually was the client. And after some time, I was able to decide that I wanted to go through the training myself. And I was able to do a year-long training to become a consciousness coach myself. So I not only had my master's level in social work, which I was able to offer therapy, and I was working in an intensive eating disorder program where I, again, was a clinician. Just through my own work, I needed something different. And once I learned so much about myself, learned about some of my inner wounds, and was able to really go on a deep inner healing path, and when I was ready, I did the training. And it led me to opening up sort of this whole new practice for myself. And it led me to starting to work with women differently and sort of removing just sort of that therapy approach and functioning from a coaching lens. So those were the two really significant things in life that led me down this path of supporting people on their own inner journeys.
Consciousness coach, define for us what that is and how does that differ from a life coach?
Mm-hmm. I know it's interesting language, and it's not maybe language that people fully know. So the way that I like to really describe it to someone is that consciousness coach is really about heart-led coaching. It's about an opportunity for you as the individual or the client to really explore and discover your own insights, to really helping you expand your sense of inner and outer consciousness awareness. So it is a very spiritually based practice. It's you connecting to a truth within yourself, you beginning to witness your inner divine self and looking at your present reality and figuring out how you can shift from a place of fear, a place of pain or suffering, to a place of clarity, strength, truth, and ultimately freedom. It's beginning to learn to live from a wise self versus our wounded self, which, you know, from my own experience, I was functioning very much from a wounded self. And through consciousness coaching, I've learned to live from a more heart-centered place, a wiser place, and co-create with the divine or with some greater source the life that I actually want. So the biggest difference truly is that it's like an advanced spiritual guidance. It's a radical shift to higher consciousness so you can expand your awareness of who you are and who you want to be.
Incredible. That's amazing. You obviously, this is something that you live and love, and that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Why is working specifically with women so near and dear to your heart?
Yeah. I think I often see myself in the people that come to work with me, and that's why I have gravitated more to women, is because I can relate to what they're experiencing or what they're desiring and maybe not knowing how to get there. And as I've kind of worked more and more with women, I've just felt that divine pull of knowing that I'm here to be a teacher and to be a guide to someone who might be going through an experience that I went through myself 10 years ago. So, you know, for me, when I am working with a client, I always want to make sure that whatever it is that they're looking for, that I truly can be a support for them, because I've had, you know, some personal experience with it, or I have an overwhelming knowledge around that issue, because I think that's what creates the unique relationship that I start developing with women. And each, you know, every once in a while, as I go through different things in life, I just strengthen my own knowledge and strengthen my own awareness. And at that same time is then I shift of who I'm working with and why I'm working with that individual. I know that a lot of the women I've worked with, a lot of them have come back to me and have told me that, you know, they've really got a better sense of, you know, their inner truth, but also a relationship with themselves and ultimately really seeing their worth. And that way they can, you know, proceed forward in life and whatever it might be, a relationship or it's a job or it's money or abundance, once they've kind of deepened their own self-relationship and see their own inner beauty, their own inner value, they're able to go after that. And I choose to work with women that are looking for that, because I know I was looking for that, you know, 10 years ago, or I was looking for that, you know, even 20 years ago, but I didn't know what it was or how to articulate it. And it wasn't available to me. And that's why I'm doing the work that I'm doing, is because I want people to be able to not have to sometimes go through some of the suffering that maybe I went through, and that they get to truly see how amazing they actually are and how to increase their self-worth, increase their just awareness of just the magic that they hold within.
That's amazing. It's sometimes you have to rekindle the magic too, because it gets the self-limiting beliefs sort of suppress it, and you have to let it rise to the surface. Mm-hmm. Why is it important for women to heal from wounds in order to, and really any of us on the planet, it's important to heal from wounds that can stay stored up and can become, you know, problematic and bubble up later in life as time goes on. It's important to heal from wounds in order to live a more fulfilling life, because healing the wound sort of opens up the doorway, leaves space and room and clarity for more beautiful things to enter into the life, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And not feel stuck. I would say that's probably one of the most common things that I do hear from clients is they know that they desire something, or they know that they want something more in their life, but they just feel stuck. And that's why it's so important for them to go on this inner journey. It's not an easy journey, and sometimes it's a little messy, and it's definitely can be challenging, because you do have to acknowledge things. You do have to look at yourself. You do have to look at how am I living out some of these limiting beliefs or toxic behaviors. But the biggest thing about why is because we can get to where we want to be. We can experience less stress. We don't have to function from that place. We don't have to operate from fear. We can live from a more loving lens. We get to have happiness, health. We get to go after, you know, our goals, and we do get to live more presently, where we can fully take in every moment. And it doesn't mean, you know, we don't have hiccups down the road. One of the things, you know, I will work with clients, and they will do so much inner work and come back a couple years later because they've hit a new lesson in their life. And for me, I always see that as an opportunity or an invitation to even expand your awareness or your growth more. And it's a choice. It's a choice to say, do I want to move through this lesson? Do I want to learn what I need to learn here, so I do get to expand my experience, and I get to live even more passionately, even more aligned and inspired. So, you know, that's just, you know, why, again, I love this work so much, and why I like working with people, because I get to hear the stories too, where I get to work with someone and I get that message to say, oh my gosh, I this is the first time I haven't felt insecure, or this is the first time I haven't felt so stuck in my life. I woke up feeling happy today. Like, those are the messages that truly do put a smile on my face when I get that on a random Monday from a client just telling me, you know, the progress that they're making. And it's not about me. It's not that, you know, I've gotten them there. I've just been sort of a portal to open them up to really be their own guide, their own sort of spiritual support, and I'm just there on the path because they've invited me to sort of be on that path with them.
That's amazing. And that's the thing, you're sort of the guide, the facilitator, the conduit of the energy, which I think is a beautiful thing. Tell us about the podcast and the excitement of doing that.
The podcast is a labor of love. It is, even the way that the podcast came about is, I know, intuitively supported and guided. A couple years ago, unfortunately, went through a devastating miscarriage and a breakup that really rocked me to my core. And true to sort of who I am, I asked for help. and I got connected to Sarah, who is now my co-host, but at the time, she was my coach that was going to help me move through this loss and this relationship, and also moving through the loss of a miscarriage. And once Sarah and I started talking, it was undeniable connection that her and I had. And we quickly sort of redefined our working relationship, because every time we jumped on a call together, all her and I wanted to talk about is the work that we do with clients and the vision that we had for supporting women and the vision that we had to help people. And we started talking and brainstorming, and we both wanted so deeply to share our own experiences and our own messages. And that's where the podcast came from. We sort of floated the idea against each other and sort of said, hey, can we do this? Can we create a podcast? Can we talk about, and for her and I at that time, it was all about relationships and love and wanting to support women in whether they are in relationships and not feeling aligned to that relationship anymore, or women that were single and desiring a deep soul connection and wanting to sort of be able to experience that. And, you know, we took a leap of faith. We had no idea how to podcast. We didn't know the ins and the outs of it. But we trusted ourselves and we trusted each other and the magic that we had. And we just started hitting the record button. And there would be times when we would record an episode, and after, you know, we would listen back to it and edit the recording and both say to each other, wow, that was so amazing. That was actually a message I needed to hear today. Or I needed you to say that because I needed to learn it myself. So we sort of moved through that, and we had a commitment to just commit to doing an episode every other week for a year and see where it took us. And we just entered our second year of the podcast, and now we're getting to sort of, we're a little bit better at it now. We've figured it out. We've redefined our focus. We've had some amazing guests on the podcast, and it truly is a labor of love, and it's intended to help women that are going through dating or going looking for love, and it's about how that's connected to your inner growth as well. Those wounds that are showing up and why we continue to maybe attract partners that aren't actually what we really want. We want a partner that is maybe more masculine, more supportive, but yet we continue to attract maybe someone that's less emotionally available. And we talk about how you can do the inner work and date, or do the inner work and be in a relationship.
Do the work. That's it. You got to do the work. Julie can't be in the room 24 hours, but you can provide the tools and the resources and the guidance so that when you're not in the room 24 hours, they can call upon some of those things that you've imparted, which I think is so important. Your coaching style. There's so many coaches out there these days. What makes you unique? How do you approach it? What makes your style stand out?
I hear a lot from clients that they just feel so nurtured by, you know, when we connect. And I truly think it's because I do show up truly as myself, my authentic being, and I don't necessarily go in with an agenda. I myself have to connect to a greater source and allow that, as you had sort of described, I am sort of that conduit. And I do think that's why my coaching is a little bit different, because I am so invested in anyone that comes across my path. I'm invested in their journey just as I'd be invested in my own journey. And, you know, I do work with clients one-on-one, and we will have sessions on a weekly basis for an hour. and for a period of time, but I am in constant contact with clients because I want to make sure that they know what it feels like to be supported, to feel nurtured through the path. And when they do sort of run into day-to-day situations, that I am that coach that's kind of in their back pocket, that they can talk through a scenario and they don't have to wait till we have a scheduled session. I always know that my clients find that as such a valuable tool for them, that they can reach out to me and we can collaborate and talk through something, or they can just express a win or a hiccup that they've had, and get the guidance that they need in that moment at that time. That's really why I find it so different, because again, that's what I needed. That's what I needed 10 years ago, 5 years ago, is when I'm having those tough moments that I know I have someone that is there for me. And that's what I want to offer my clients, and that's what I want them to always feel whenever they decide to work with me directly.
You know, it's really great work, and I imagine people are probably thinking, how do these coaching sessions even work? Tell us about that process.
Mm-hmm. So it's all virtual, which, that's such a great thing.
Welcome to the new world, right?
Yeah, right? Like, I can work with anybody.
The Jetsons have arrived.
They have. And it's so convenient because, it's funny. I do see some clients where, they're on their lunch break and they're in their car and we're doing a coaching call virtually in their car. So, yeah, logistically it is. It's through a virtual link. We schedule the sessions. Ideally, I always encourage people to look at this as a 6-month commitment where we meet weekly for at least a couple months, and then we can transition into maybe biweekly sessions. And as they continue to build momentum, maybe we even stretch that a little bit further. But it is that initial 6 months where you are truly investing in yourself to get what you want, and know that, again, right, I am that coach that is a little bit in your back pocket, that you can connect with me on a weekly basis for our hour session where we dive into those deep inner wounds. We talk about how you can move through them in session. So it is a form of talk therapy, but I do bring in a lot of other experiences, practices in the session where I might guide you through some type of visualization, or I might ask you to do something after the session. But again, I'm there to help you in between sessions. But ultimately it's sort of deciding that I'm worth this work. I get to feel better. So I always encourage people to see it as an initial 6-month commitment. And know that I'm always available even after that. Then we get to redefine that contract. We get to redefine what the relationship might look like in order for people to get what they want out of the sessions.
That's amazing. What tools or strategies do you use in the coaching work itself?
Yeah. Since it is a consciousness soul-based coaching, I am connecting based on your spiritual lessons. What is it ultimately that you are here to learn through whatever situation you're currently experiencing? So I really do pull in that element of spirituality to allow people to dive in, take that invitation to learn. As I had said, some of the tools is, yes, it's an opportunity for us to talk through some things and to identify some patterns in your behavior and to expand your overall consciousness. And I will weave in, meditation. I will sort of weave in some other type of practices. But it is, again, we're talking through things, but we're also being divinely guided through those sessions as well.
That's amazing, really. I just keep saying that because it is, and I think people that do the work that you do is so important. Our world really needs it. I want to let folks know they can make contact by going to julesgerber.com. I'll spell that out. That's JulesGerber.com to connect with Julie, Jules Gerber, a very special guest here on Close Up Radio, award-winning consciousness coach. And this was really terrific. And thanks for your wit and wisdom and sharing your authenticity and why you are so expert and passionate about what you do. And I hope you enjoyed your time on Close Up Radio Live with me as much as I have with you today. And we get a chance to expand more, hear some more, maybe hear success stories of that nature down the line. That would be a pleasure, Jules.
Yeah, thank you so much, and to anybody that's listening as well, I am so appreciative of being here today and just sharing my message.
Absolutely. You keep up the extraordinary work, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again real soon. A real pleasure, and thanks for spending the time with us on Close Up Radio Live. Thank you to our listeners. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest celebrated from around the world right here live on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, all of us have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.